O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. Authorities in Los Angeles have charged a man with starting a blaze that became the deadly Palisades fire back in January. Michael Wallace reports.
29-year-old Jonathan Rindernecht allegedly ignited the fire on New Year's Day. It exploded 6 days later, killing 12 people and destroying 6,800 homes and businesses. Acting U.S. Attorney Bill Asaley says investigators have found digital evidence,
including the defendant's ChatGPT prompt of a dystopian painting showing in part a burning forest and a crowd fleeing from it.
Rindernecht is charged with felony destruction of property by means of fire.
Former FBI Director James Comey pleaded not guilty today in a criminal case that his lawyers insist is politically motivated. He's charged with lying to Congress 5 years ago. CBS's Scott McFarlane has the latest.
The defense says they're going to be filing their motion to dismiss this case, alleging it's a vindictive prosecution, and they're going to do so by October 20th in relatively short order. They also say they're going to file a motion to disqualify or seek the judge to disqualify the prosecutor in this case, who just appointed the new U.S. attorney here, Lindsey Halligan, appointed by the Trump administration after the prior U.S. attorney wouldn't bring this case forward and was ousted.
The government shutdown continues. The two sides no closer to getting an agreement, but Caitlin Huey Burns reports the political wrangling is complicating efforts.
Republicans did have a strong argument heading into this, which was, look, this is just a basic, clean extension of government funding, and there's no reason that Democrats shouldn't agree to it because it's something that they agreed to in the past. What's complicating some things, though, in terms of their messaging is the messaging coming from the White House. This idea of laying off workers, not just furloughing them. Talking yesterday about not giving back pay, even though that would be against a law that was passed in 2019 after that last government shutdown.
Texas National Guard troops spent their first night at a U.S. Army Reserve Center in Illinois as the state challenges their deployment. Reporter Asal Rezai.
A source tells us the Texas National Guard is expected to begin their assignments before that court ruling, which is expected tomorrow. The source says the Illinois Guard will wait until after that ruling comes down to deploy.
The first wife of the late Senator Edward Kennedy has died, Joan Kennedy. She was 89. She struggled with mental health issues and alcoholism for much of her life. Her son Patrick praised her as an advocate for addiction recovery. On Wall Street at this hour, stocks are higher. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Plans for a big Microsoft data center in Caledonia have been scrapped. The company says today the reason is local opposition. Microsoft says they're still interested in investing in southeastern Wisconsin and that they might choose a new spot in Caledonia or somewhere else in Racine County. People in Caledonia had voiced concerns about the impact on farmland and local resources. Racine County is looking at a bigger budget next year, with spending set to rise by about $14 million. County Executive Ralph Malicki delivered his address last night and said most of the increases will go to things like public safety, health services, and keeping up with rising employee and benefit costs. Next year's budget totals $252 million, with new investments planned in roads, parks, and major facility upgrades. Malicki says the new countywide sales tax, which started last year, will help keep property taxes steady while covering expanded services. The county board and the public will get to review the budget in the weeks ahead. According to a scoop from the Racine County Eye, Meijer may be bringing a new grocery store to Mount Pleasant. Official plans haven't been announced as of yet. You can go deeper on what's known at this point online today. Read all about it at RacineCountyEye.com. The Brewers could send the Cubs home tonight in Game 3 of their playoff series. First pitch is at 4:08, with pregame taking over these airwaves at 3:30. And upgrades are coming to the Southern Wisconsin Veterans Memorial Center in Union Grove. It's thanks to over $930,000 in federal funds. Governor Evers says the improvements will focus on parking, roads, and landscaping to better honor veterans and their families. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers battle the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game 3 of the best of 5 series between the Brewers and Cubs. Quinn Priester, who turned 25 last month, making his first start in the postseason against the team he grew up watching, the Cubs. Priester, from the north suburbs of Chicago, was in the stands during the 2016 World Series at Wrigley Field. I asked him, what's it like throwing that first pitch in a game?
Some games, like, you throw that first pitch and you're like, yep, we're locked in. And then some games you throw the first pitch and it's a little arm side, or you pull it or whatever, and you take a deep breath and just get right back after it.
NBA, the Bucks are back in Milwaukee. They host the Detroit Pistons in a preseason game tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. The team looking aggressive so far in practice.
No, it's part of, you know, guys that fight for their lives. And then the guys who aren't are fighting for their minutes, which is their lives. You know, so it's a good thing.
That's Doc Rivers with sports. On Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Sunshine and a light northeast breeze for your Wednesday afternoon with highs reaching the lower 60s. Overnight, clear to mostly clear skies. Lows will drop into the mid and upper 40s. For your Thursday, sunshine, a little warmer with middle 60s. Right now, it's 58.
Local news. timeless hits right here at WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Cindy Huber. I'll be here till the pregame Brewers show. I'm actually really looking forward to that. I'm excited.
Left a good job in the city. Waking for the man every night and day. And I never lost one minute of sleep. And worrying about the way things might have been. Big wheel keep on turning. Proud mirror keep on burning. Rolling, rolling, rolling on a river. Seen a lot of plates in Memphis. Pumped a lot of pain down in New Orleans. But I never saw the good side of a city till I hitched a ride on a riverboat queen. Big wheel keep on painting. Proud mirror keep on.
Park to Racine's famous zoo, local news and timeless hits.
Show us the way. For though we
News. And boy, is that one timeless hit right there. John Denver. The year was 1975. Calypso. Jacques Cousteau. By the way, there's a really cool video of the John Denver song with Jacques Cousteau. And of course, Calypso was the name of the ship. And check it out sometime when you're scrolling around YouTube. Here's the Spinners. Right here, WRJN, local news, timeless hits, they're back. Well, at least for the next few minutes anyway. Next hour, hour and a half, whatever. Yeah, because the Brewers are back. I mean, this is really exciting. I am really pumped about this. The thing that I really like about the Brewers doing playoff games is the fact that my grandkids are coming over. 4:30 and we're going to order pizza. We're going to have a lot of fun and watch the game together as a family, which is what I really think baseball has always been about. Football has been more like party, drinking, but baseball, that's the one with the family. And of course, Brewers, the pregame show will be at 3:30 this afternoon to start right about that time. Of course, the game is about 4:30. Brewers postseason baseball is brought to you this year by Lee's Deli Main Street Bakery. Boy, they've got great pies over there. I know. Thanksgiving. Yeah, that was when I... AZ Mobility Solutions, Ferraro's Pizza, Studebaker's Fuel and Food, and the Lanes on 20. And I think it's at... I think the game's 4:30. It's right around that time, but I know the pregame is at 3:30, and you can hear the whole game, pregame and show, right here on WRJN.
At Papa John's, get your everyday favorites for just $6.99 each when you order two or more items from the Papa Pairings menu. When you order more, you save more. Choose from medium one-topping pizzas, boneless or traditional wings, papadillas, breadsticks, cheese sticks, garlic knots, and desserts. It's easy to order all your favorites when they're just $6.99 each. So the next time your friends come over to eat your food, check out the Papa Pairings menu to save. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
Take back your freedom today with Easy Mobility Solutions, featuring Golden and Pride power scooters and power chairs designed to keep you moving. Southeast Wisconsin's trusted mobility provider will match you with the perfect ride. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Live life on your terms. Stop into Easy Mobility Solutions today and take a test drive. When you mention this ad, you'll save $100 on any scooter, power chair, or power lift recliner. Easy Mobility Solutions, across from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Tired of constant home maintenance? Make your home maintenance-free with Jeff Costanzo, LLC. From aluminum door and window wraps to soffit fascia, seamless gutters, and leaf guard, Jeff's got you covered. Durable, low-maintenance solutions that keep your home looking great year after year. Call Jeff today at 262-497-6797 for your free estimate. That's 262-497-6797. Jeff Costanzo, LLC. Quality, maintenance-free, and worry-free to make your life easier.
Tired of that golf channel day and night? Maybe it's time to get out there. Coldwater Canyon Golf Course at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. A traditional front nine and a links-style back nine. Perfect for a family outing or a stay-and-play package. And Chula has new thrills like the futuristic Rainbow Rapids Water Park Edition and dual zipline racing. Plus Wisconsin's number one rated steakhouse. All on site. Check it all out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
WRJN, not only your source for local news and timeless hits, but your favorite Wisconsin teams, too. We'll follow the Brewers to the postseason, and now the Packers, too. When it comes to the big teams, we've got the game covered with the play-by-play and the wrap-ups with our award-winning sports reporter, Mike Clemens. Brewers, Packers, local news, and timeless hits, all on one station. WRJN.
Shut up.
Show me,
your laughter cannot hide, and you're afraid to let your eyes meet mine. And lately, when I love you, I know you're not satisfied. Woman, oh, woman, have you got cheating on your mind? On your mind. I've seen the way men look at you when they think I don't see, and it hurts to have them think that you're that kind. But it's knowing that you're looking back that's really
early 70s, Gary Puckett, the Union Gap Band, and Woman. Yeah, have you got Gina? No, don't answer that. just a minefield here. Don Rosen always has the best guests on WRJN, and tomorrow he's got Mike Vino, editor of Our Wisconsin Magazine, discussing stories in the latest issue. That is a really beautiful magazine. Brought to you by Marine Credit Union, proudly supporting the community.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, not touch me, baby. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? Now I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop the rain. Come on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, baby. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop the rain. I'm gonna love you till the stars fall from the sky. For you and
my favorite part of this song. Are you ready? There you go. The Doors, Touch Me on WRJN. Local news, timeless hits. We've been doing it for 98 years. I said we. Who's we? Not me. I've only been, never mind. 98 years. We haven't decided what we're going to do for a big birthday party, but I hope it includes cake. Hey, right before we get in the news, this really, really dumb story comes out of Kentucky, and it's dumb only because a couple of paramedics in Kentucky may lose their license over giving antivenom to a man who was bitten by a poisonous mamba snake, right? The guy runs the Kentucky Reptile Zoo, and zoo only wilderness camp, right? So paramedics, they came out there because they got a call that he had been bitten by a poisonous snake, and he was starting to die, and he said, guys, you got to give me some anti-venom because I'm going to die. But they didn't have a license for that. But he had anti-venom on him, so they gave it to him. And now, believe it or not, they may lose their license over that, even as dumb as that is. And on that note, let's go to news, shall we?
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Plans for a big Microsoft data center in Caledonia have been scrapped. The company says today the reason is local opposition. Microsoft says they're still interested in investing in southeastern Wisconsin and that they might choose a new spot in Caledonia or somewhere else in Racine County. Officials in Caledonia were set to vote on rezoning farmland for that project next week. Microsoft is moving ahead with their second data center in Mount Pleasant, where the community hasn't raised many objections. That's on land originally set aside for Foxconn. People in Caledonia had voiced concerns about the impact on farmland and local resources. Racine County leaders have put a new budget on the table, and it's bigger than last year's. County Executive Ralph Malicki delivered his budget address last night. The proposal is to spend $252 million, up $14 million from last year. It includes funding for more staff, better roads, capital improvements, and updated safety equipment. Malicki says the new sales tax is helping to pay for the additions, while property taxes are getting some relief. The budget also puts more money into mental health facilities, county parks, and youth programs. Causing the increases are staff pay and benefits, rising insurance costs, and new projects. The public will be able to weigh in at upcoming county meetings before any final decisions are made. The first of those is next Tuesday. And after tonight, the Brewers will either be on to the next round in the playoffs or they'll be preparing for another game in Chicago. First pitch today for Game 3 in the National League Division Series between the Brewers and Cubs is at 4:08. The pregame show for that Brewer game starts at 3:30 right here on WRJN. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
It's the time of year when warm summer days make way for cool autumn nights. But once those leaves start to fall, the temperatures really start falling too. So phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. And let the pros at Building Waters make sure that your furnace is in tip-top shape for the cold winter months ahead. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Pry. Sunshine and a light northeast breeze for your Wednesday afternoon with highs reaching the lower 60s. Overnight, clear to mostly clear skies. Lows will drop into the mid and upper 40s. For your Thursday, sunshine, a little warmer with middle 60s. It's 60 at our studios.
The moments we two can share. Quiet and blue like the sky, I'm hung over you. And if I can't find my way back home, it just wouldn't be fair. Precious and few, I
just can't compare. And if I can't hold you in my arms, it just wouldn't be fair. 'Cause precious that few are the moments we two can share. The moments we two can share.
The group Climax, Precious and Few. On WRJN, local news and timeless hits makes me glad all over. Good gospel beat.
It's a ragged tent where there ain't no trees, and that gospel. Still, and when you'd almost bet you could hear yourself sweat, he walks in. Eyes black as coal, and when he lifts his face, every ear in the place is on.
Hits WRJN, and you know who just passed away? Now they're just announcing Joan Kennedy. That sounds familiar. She was the very first wife of Senator Edward M. Kennedy. Yeah, she was 89 years old. Last person out of Camelot now has gone.
Met a gentle ballroom queen in Memphis.
Thank you.
It's the Stones, local news, timeless hits right here, WRJN. And Friday night tradition back on WRJN as we bring you high school football action. Kind of weird to talk about football when we're talking about Brewers baseball with a pregame coming up just a little over a half hour away. Dick Graceffa calls the Westosha versus Burlington game. He'll be doing it this Friday night with the pregame on at 6:40, kickoff at 7. You can listen live right here at WRJN, and high school football is presented in part by the Main Street Bakery and Lee's Deli, and you can find the whole season schedule online at WRJN.com. And now for a tremendously awesome big deal of the day.
Big deals. Today's big deal of the day. Happy 8 Collectibles in Greendale and Gurnee. The ultimate destination for collectors and pop culture fans. From action figures to comic books to pro wrestling merch and sports memorabilia, every shelf tells a story and every gift is unforgettable. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $8. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
This is the most beautiful season of the year, but once those leaves start falling and filling up your yard and gutters, things suddenly aren't so pretty anymore. And that's when it's time to call the pros at Get Her Done. They're fully insured and family-owned and operated for over 20 years. And they do the work that you hate to do yourself. Tree trimming and removal, fall cleanup, gutter cleaning, you name it. When it's time to get it done, phone Get Her Done at 262-220-2555. That's 262-220-2555.
You want something fresh? How about signature subs and chef salads from Lee's Deli? Just the way you like them. At Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, Kinsey Corner, and now inside Workforce Development, 1717 Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the shop on Washington for even more mouthwatering options, like giant party subs perfect for your next luncheon or tailgate. Ordering's easy with the Lee's Deli mobile app. More reward points mean more perks. Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Right now, during the Drive Into Fall event, Martin's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Union Grove, Wisconsin has new 2025 Ram Bighorn 1500s at 21% off MSRP, plus 3.9% financing. You will always spend less and get more at Martin's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Family owned and operated for over 95 years. Plus tax, title, license, and dock fee to qualified buyers with approved credit. Based on $1,560 per $1,000 financed. Must qualify for financing through Stellantis Financial. Expires 11/3/2025.
When storms hit, your home takes the damage, but you feel the stress. At Vessel Services, they specialize in roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind. From leaking roofs to busted siding and drafty windows, they've seen and fixed it all across southeastern Wisconsin. Their team shows up ready to work with real solutions and honest service. Visit 215 27th Street in Caledonia. Vessel Services. Roofing, siding, windows, and storm repair done right. Go to VesselServicesToday.com to set up your appointment.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's alright. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. Lips as sweet as candy. Taste is on my mind. Girl, you got me thirsty for another.
the good love when we're all alone. Keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Over bridge of sights, to rest my eyes in shades of green, under dreaming spots, to Ichiku Park, that's where I've been.
What did you do there? What did you feel there?
Well, I cried.
But why the tears there?
Tell you why.
It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
I feel inclined to blow my mind. Get off me, the ducks with a bum. They all come out to groove about, be nice and have fun and listen. I tell you what I'll do,
what will you do?
I'd like to go there now with you. You can miss out school,
won't that be?
Why go to learn the words of who?
What's it you do there?
We'll get high.
Touch there.
We'll touch the sky.
But why the tears there?
I tell you why.
It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
I feel inclined to blow my mind. Get on up, feed the ducks with a bum. They all come out to groove about, be nice and have fun in the sun.
It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. Authorities in California said today they've charged a man with starting a deadly and destructive fire back in January. Acting U.S. Attorney Bill Haley.
We are announcing the arrest of 29-year-old Jonathan Rindernecht for igniting a fire that ultimately burned down the Palisades earlier this year, killing 12 people, destroying more than 6,800 structures, both homes and businesses, and damaging over 1,000 more buildings.
Authorities say Rindernecht was arrested yesterday in Florida. Former FBI Director James Comey pleaded not guilty today to charges he lied to Congress 5 years ago. It's a case his lawyers may argue is politically motivated. Legal contributor Caroline Polisi.
As a defense attorney, I would think that his attorneys will be requesting discovery sooner rather than later, fleshing out exactly what the government is alleging that Comey has done wrong, because that indictment, it is, you know, paper thin. There is not much information about what the government is essentially alleging.
Comey's indictment came after President Trump publicly implored Attorney General Pam Bondi to take action against Comey and other perceived adversaries. Comey's trial has been set for January 5th. The Senate has failed again to end the government shutdown. A coalition of labor unions representing government and transportation workers demanded today that lawmakers find a way out of the mess. Sarah Nelson is international president of the Association of Flight Attendants.
A dismantling of our health care system and millions